It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Greene. Good morning. Secretary of State John Kerry was blunt yesterday, saying the U.S. government believes Syria used chemical weapons in what he called the indiscriminate slaughter of civilians. Last week's apparent gas attacks, likely the worst seen so far in the 2.5-year-old Syrian civil war, took place in anti-government neighborhoods on the outskirts of Damascus.
A U.S. military response seems to be in the works. Warships are within missile range, and American envoys are talking to allies about what kind of action they might support. This morning, we're going to look at how a U.S. attack would be viewed in the region.
In a few minutes, we'll hear how the Israeli government sees the conflict. But first, let's turn to Ambassador Frederick Hoff. He was a special State Department advisor on Syria in the Obama administration. Ambassador Hoff, thanks for coming on the program.
Good morning, Mr. Green. Pleasure to be with you.
Let me start by asking you about something you said some weeks ago to my colleague Scott Simon. You said that the memory of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq still raw. The administration, quote, wants to get it right this time. It wants to be able to present a case that's accurate and irrefutable when it comes to chemical weapons in Syria.
Yeah.
Does the United States have that case now?
Well, I believe so. Look, I think it's very clear that President Obama is not looking for an excuse to hit Syria. His reluctance to engage militarily is well established. Yet if he's able to conclude, as apparently he has to his own satisfaction, that the Assad regime was indeed responsible for the chemical attack in question, essentially he'll have no choice. His credibility will be at stake after having defined regime chemical use as a red line and a game changer. So he's not looking for an excuse, and he's going to be absolutely certain before he makes a move.
Who does he have to convince? I mean, it looks like the United Nations path might be a tough one for the United States. I mean, what countries do they really need to get on board if they go forward with this to have a credible coalition here?
I think it's very important for the president to reach out primarily to allies and friends both in the region and around the world. You're quite right. There's no way forward with the UN Security Council. And the Russian Federation and China will see to that. They've been quite consistent in enabling the Assad regime's terror program, and they'll continue.
Is support from the Arab world crucial?
I think it's important, and I think it will be forthcoming in some quarters, perhaps not across the board.
Well, you're a longtime expert on Syria, and I wonder if you take us into Damascus as best you can. How is the Assad regime viewing the threat of a strike right now, and are they taking it seriously?
I think they should be taking it seriously. There's actually no way of knowing, Mr. Green, whether they are or not. I think up to a few days ago, the regime and its Iranian and Russian supporters would have waged heavy bets that there was just no way at all the United States, that the Obama administration would consider military action in Syria. But what's really turned things upside down is the decision, for whatever reason, of Syria's Bashar al-Assad to challenge the president directly, to really go after the credibility not only of President Obama, but the United States of America in this matter. And I think that's what's really changed things.
Well, if U.S. credibility is on the line, as you say, if President Obama wants to show Syria that it will face consequences for using chemical weapons, what needs to happen? What sort of military action has to take place?
Well, I think there's a range of options available. At one end would be a very limited, largely symbolic strike, perhaps against a target related to chemical weapons. That, frankly, would be more trouble than it's worth, because I think it would only compound the credibility problem. At the other end of the spectrum might be an intense, sustained series of attacks against regime delivery systems. Delivery systems that have already killed tens of thousands of people on a random basis. And
mm-hmm.
Here we're talking about artillery, military aircraft, military airfields. I think we have to keep in mind that chemicals have killed a small proportion of those civilians already slaughtered by this regime.
Ambassador Frederick Hoff is a senior fellow with the Rafiq Hariri Center for the Middle East at the Atlantic Council. Ambassador, thank you so much for coming on.
It's been my pleasure, Mr. Green.